This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden thanking everyone who wished him well now that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from the White House.
President Trump saying he was saddened to hear about his diagnosis, writing, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And former President Obama praying for a fast and full recovery for his former number two, saying, "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all of its forms than Joe. And I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace."
The cancer described as aggressive. Pope Leo meeting with J.D. Vance ahead of a U.S. push to reach a diplomatic resolution to the war in Ukraine. President Trump is set to call Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky today. Russia has outlawed Amnesty International in the latest crackdown on dissidents and activists, Putin's government calling the International Human Rights Organization an undesirable organization. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's higher education funding takes another drop. Analysis from a national organization of state higher education executives shows the universities of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding in 2024. That's a drop of one spot from 2023. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson made a pitch for Republican unity at the weekend state party convention in Wausau. Johnson said squabbles within county parties aren't helpful when the focus needs to be turning out Republican voters, asking all delegates to abide by the decisions of state party leadership. And life jackets are the best way to save your life on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. WXPR in Rhinelander reports every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but DNR officials say most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes weren't wearing a jacket. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. You can get faster internet and pay less. Call Whole Home Connect today. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 FM. Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. Who wets her appetite? She'll lay you on the throne. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you, off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. precious, and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you, she'll unease you, just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows you.
Finally, a station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. You know, I've gotten your name right three times today so far. We're doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty well. I'll put another tally mark on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not used to you filling in, but you're filling in today because we had a late night last night and shenanigans and stuff. Emily's back tomorrow, so it's just Wendy and I were out too late last night. We went and saw Tiffany.
We are out too late. Woo!
Yes, I'm not used to being up that late.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Again, it feels like a school night, and I stayed up way too late. So
it was a school night.
It was, kind of. So Wendy and I are live in studio with you this morning, and we have Stout in here, and we love our pets, and we are going to talk about our pets of the week from the Saco Humane Society. For more information about these pets, to make a donation, or to fill an adoption application, go to sockhumane.org. I'm going to talk about Rara, a 2.5-year-old, you know, very beautiful, short coat, brindle, German Shepherd.
Ra-Ra was surrendered when her family could no longer keep her. While she can be a little shy at first, Ra-Ra has been in foster care and is now coming out of her shell. She walks very well on a loose leash and knows several commands and is housebroken. Ra-Ra is a smart girl. She's ready to learn new things. She does well with other dogs, cats, and her foster home has young children. She's a medium size and would be a great addition for an active home. She is spayed, up to date on vaccines, and will be microchipped before going home. Wendy and I can tell you, Ra-Ra is a great dog. We met her this weekend at Poochapalooza, and at the end of the day, Wendy was in tears. I'm just going to call you all
out. It was amazing to watch the transition throughout the day, and just watching her interacting with the people that were handling her and things like that, and even the volunteers that were walking her and taking her outside and things like that. When she was walking on the leash, she was never pulled. She always walked and checked in with the owner, leader. She would always just keep looking up at the person who was walking with her. She was absolutely amazing to watch, but it was really fun to watch because she sat back and just kind of observed all the things that were going on. And then as people were coming and spending a little bit more time with her or getting closer to her, she'd start to warm up to them. And that's exactly what happened with that little boy. And it was absolutely amazing to watch.
And that little boy came up to Ra-Ra, and Ra-Ra put her front paws down on the ground and just kind of scooched towards him, laid down so he could pet her. And so we saw Ra-Ra in action, very good with this young boy and with everyone that was handling her. That was the other cool part. It didn't matter who was walking her. Mm-hmm. She was attentive, whoever was on the other end of that leash. Very well behaved. I never really heard her bark the whole time we were there.
No, she didn't.
And you could tell she was getting more and more comfortable with us, because by the end of our time there, she was just walking right up to us, kind of hanging out by the table. Yep. And so,
well, she wanted part of my sandwich, too.
Well, that was the other thing, but we knew better than to share.
No, we did not.
So again, if you want more information about Ra-Ra, go over to sockhumane.org, and just a beautiful, beautiful dog. I mean, there's almost a heart on her chest.
Yes,
I would
she's
say
a beautiful dog,
and just so friendly, and she would be great with kids and other dogs. And we'll talk about foster families in just a second. Now, Wendy, we also have a cat on here, and
we do, and also a beautiful cat. Kino is a 2-year-old black and brown long hair tabby mix. He was surrendered when his family no longer could keep him. He was a very sweet boy who loves his people. He enjoys some playtime with toys, but truly has preferred to be in a lap getting as much attention as possible. Kino would make a great addition for that person looking for a gentle companion. He is neutered, up to date on vaccines, and will be microchipped before going home. Baby birds chirping, baby bunnies beginning to explore, fawns nestled in tall grass beginning the season of wildlife rescues. Please be sure that baby is truly in need of being rescued.
Yeah, and so when we're talking about these things, we're talking about, you see some of these animals in the wild, and our recommendation, as well as the Sauk Valley Humane Society, when you see these animals out there, leave these baby birds and bunnies alone. If you see an issue, make a phone call, but don't go up and attempt to rescue them. Rabbits, you know, mom will make her nest in strange places and frequently in the open. She feeds twice a day and will leave in the morning feeding and return at dusk. Should you find a rabbit nest, don't move them. You can maybe put several twigs or leaves and tall grass around the nest. Mom will return at some point and take care of it, so stay away from those. And, you know, the other thing is, if you have pets, you want them to stay away from the rabbit's nest as well. We had a dog who found a rabbit's nest, and we were very surprised at how protective he was of that rabbit's nest. He actually sat on top of that rabbit's nest to keep those rabbits warm and didn't hurt them. And he was the type of dog you're like, wait, he saved those rabbits.
That was definitely a surprise. For baby birds, frequently baby birds that are found are actually fledglings and ready to leave the nest as the parents are in the process of teaching them the art of flying. It is very interesting to watch that process. Fledglings will be fully feathered and close to full grown. They will be able to fly short distances. Leave them, as the parents are smarter than humans. Babies that are not fully feathered and or unable to fly at all will need help. If you can see the nest and have safe access to it, it is best to return them to the nest. The parents will care for them. Sadly, if they feel the baby bird will not survive or is already dead, they will throw it from the nest. If you cannot return safely, call the shelter for instructions.
And again, so we're talking about leaving wildlife alone, because that's something that's been quite a big topic, and not just this area. We hear this all over in some of our travels as well. And the R1 is fawned. Mom will have her baby in a safe place that she considers it to be safe. It's not unusual for a mom to leave the fawn in someone's backyard and then return yearly or other times to do so. If this happens, do not interfere. Keep dogs and children away from the fawns. Enjoy that experience from a distance. You know, you may think it's cool to get selfies with a fawn or other wild animal, or want to pet it or allow your child to play with it, but it potentially can cause issues with the mom and scare her off. And moms are very protective of their fawns. And so the key here is, if you see an animal that's in distress, call the Sauk County Humane Society. Do not interfere. Don't touch it. Just leave them alone. Moms of these animals know what to do, and that's something that is key, and that's what we're trying to remind everyone again today. Now, again, we're talking about our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. Go to saukhumane.org for more information about them. We talked about Raw, that 2.5-year-old short coat brindle German Shepherd mix. She's a medium-sized dog. I want to mention that because that was something that we wanted to make sure we pass along. We met Raw again at Poochapalooza on Saturday. She was such a great dog. If you're looking for a dog, please consider adopting Rara.
She was. And she actually, in the picture that they have sent us and that also is on the website, she looks bigger than she actually is.
And that's the key right there, is she looks bigger than what she is. She's a medium-sized dog. And so you may think, oh, German Shepherd, big dog. Not that case. And
not
so,
this one.
And then we were talking about Kino, the 2-year-old black and brown long-haired tabby mix. His picture is amazing.
Absolutely adorable. Beautiful green eyes.
Yeah, just staring right back at you. Mm-hmm. Whoever takes these pictures of these animals, again, they do such a great job. And the other thing that we want to take a moment and remind everyone about is fostering animals for the Sauk County Humane Society. Go to saukhumane.org for more information. Fostering these dogs and cats is so helpful, because then they get to get used to being around other people, kids, other animals. And that was something that they mentioned to us, Wendy, was how helpful those foster parents were. And we saw the foster parents coming in. Yep. Ra-Ra's foster family had young kids with them as well.
They sure did. The other thing that they need is volunteers.
Yes, big time. That was the other thing they really stressed on, that they can use more help at the Humane Society again. SaukHumane.org. Please consider volunteering. Even, they said, an hour helps out.
Yeah, 1 hour or several. As little or as many as you want to do. They are welcome to all the volunteers they can get.
Yeah, they definitely can use them. And the other thing is, when the animals get out and get socialized, that helps the animals as well. Watching the dogs play with each other.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You know, Ryder was one of the other dogs that we saw there. And I'm trying to remember. I can't remember the name of the third dog that we saw there. But Ryder and that other dog couldn't.
Kino, I think it was.
Yeah, they couldn't stop playing. Mm-hmm. They were just kept playing the whole time. They were so gentle with each other. It was like the first time they had met, I think it had sounded like.
Kovu.
Kovu was the other one. Yeah, Kino's the cat we talked about. Kovu.
I knew that wasn't quite right.
Yeah, Kovu. Oh, my goodness. When Ryder and Kovu were playing together, it was so fun to watch those two dogs interact with each other. And they were gently playing with each other the whole time. Poor Ryder just couldn't stop playing.
They literally were the epitome of the roly-poly puppies. They were rolling around on the floor a lot.
Yeah, and so they were so gentle with each other. And all three dogs were together in the showroom floor over at Back Row Baraboo Motors, and watching all three dogs was amazing. So again, go adopt Ra-Ra. I mean, it's such a great dog, so friendly, very smart dog, beautiful dog, and she does very well on a leash. She does know commands. We got to see how well she listened. And just go over and take a look at her again. SaukHumane.org. Consider adopting an animal. And they can always use canned dog food, canned cat food, soap, towels, and blankets. If you're able to make a donation, go to SaukHumane.org.
Collars, leashes.
Yes.
Garbage bags
was the other big one they mentioned to us while we were there on Saturday. And again, we're talking about our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. Ra-Ra, the 2.5-year-old short coat brindle German Shepherd, medium-sized dog. I want to make sure we mention that because she does look bigger in that picture. And Wendy, one more time, who was our cat?
Kino, he was a 2-year-old black, brown, long-haired tabby mix. Surrendered when his family couldn't keep him, but he's a super sweet boy who loves people, enjoys playtime with toys, but truly prefers to be in someone's lap as much as possible. getting attention.
Yeah, and you can tell just by looking at those eyes looking back at you. So SockHumane.org for our pets of the week. Please consider helping these animals out. Wendy, you're going to be back with us in a little bit. And don't forget, we have calendar days at 8:40 this morning as well.
Oh, boy, calendar days. That sounds fun.
Yes, and we'll maybe mention our other announcement then as well. So tune in at 8:40 for that.
More Dave Grant's full of surprises here today, folks.
Yes, I am. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy on Max FM.
I'll forgive you, bye-bye.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, or Music Mornings with Dave and...
Wendy.
So Wendy's in the studio with me this morning, filling in for Emily. We had a late night last night, went to the Tiffany concert, and so Wendy's my fill-in today.
Woohoo! You can call me Phil.
Yes, we can. And well, you've been, you know, you're kind of our fill-in person. And
I
our,
know.
Our Sunday night person, and you're on Sundays normally from 8 p.m. to midnight, and... So you're up a little bit early today, so a lot of shenanigans afoot. And, you know, we don't want to forget to tell people about MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can click on Instant Deals. These are deals that are instantly redeemable on your mobile device, Wendy.
Yes, they are. We have Amber Lux Consignment Boutique for $25 gift certificate. Your price is $17 through MaxFMBigDeals.com.
And we have Barbie Music, a $25 certificate. It's just $15. A $24 family four-pack admission to the Bearwood Children's Museum, just $15 on our instant deals at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Oh, we have a big one in here, yeah, Wendy, as well.
Yes, we do. Purple Lotus Studios has a $250 mini photo shoot certificate. Your price is $175.
So go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, click on Instant Deals, shop local, and save big. We'll be back with you at 8:40 for calendar days. Dave and Wendy on MaxFM.
Tired of the same old routine? Ready to get moving and have some fun? The Laval Center Fitness is your go-to spot for an active and social lifestyle. They have a fully equipped fitness center featuring a Nautilus circuit, free weights, and a Smith machine to help you build your strength and confidence. Plus, your membership isn't just about fitness. It's your all-access pass to discounts on events and classes. It's time to break a sweat, make some friends, and feel amazing. The Laval Center Fitness, where fitness meets fun.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. You can get faster internet and pay less. Call Whole Home Connect today. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and
Wendy.
So Wendy is filling in this morning. Wendy, thank you so much for filling in today. We appreciate you being in early after staying up pretty late last night. And we're going to talk about calendar days.
Yes, we are.
And so today is May 19th, and we have some pretty interesting calendar days on here. It is World Family Doctor Day. This day celebrates the importance and efforts of family doctors in global health care. So we thank all of our doctors out there today, Wendy.
Yes, we do. And one of those things that your doctor might recommend is to plant something today, because working in the garden, I like to call dirt therapy. Maybe I should go buy some plants.
Yeah, you maybe should. Do you have all your plants in where they're supposed to be right now?
What do you mean?
Like planted and not just sitting around on the deck or anything?
I have two that I have to plant because I have to get the shovel out of the shed.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But all the other ones I bought on Mother's Day are planted.
Okay. Just checking, you know. Yeah, good luck getting the shovel out of there. I should probably roll video for that. Again, for May 19th, calendar days, it's Supply Chain Professionals Day. All of our stores and markets would be shut down if there was no supply chain. So we thank all of our supply chain workers. It's something very important. What else do you see on calendar days, Wendy?
It's also National Barber Mental Health Awareness Day. It's time to reverse the roles and ask your barber how they are feeling.
You know, I totally get that because they listen to everything that's going on, right? And they hear a lot of things and they listen to everything that we're saying. So, yes. Thank you to all of our barbers out there.
Celebrate that one a day late when I get my haircut tomorrow.
Yes, you're definitely due to get your haircut. And I just had one not too long ago.
Are you saying I look bad, Dave?
No, you always look great. I would never say that at all. So Stout's over here in the studio thinking, I think he's due for a haircut next month as well. So, you know, we all
Yep. It's also National Asian and Pacific Islander HIV AIDS Awareness Day.
And it's also May Ray Day with the changes in our weather. Check out how you can make the most of May. And I actually, you know, with some of the more sun, and I've been wearing my glasses a lot, and I finally got some protective wear for my glasses, so I'm not staring in the sun all the time.
Yeah, you did, but you didn't buy the ones I told you to buy.
No, I wasn't buying those. I almost did. Okay, full disclosure. You got me pretty good at the store yesterday.
I know. I was really proud of myself.
I actually had them in my hand, was getting ready to open them. And
there was sparkly rhinestones in the corner of each of them. It was amazing.
I'm glad I saw that before I would have bought them and take them home, and then I would have been stuck with them then.
But you could have then wore them to the frog jumping jubilee day, Dave.
Yeah, that is great.
Because that is also May 19th.
Yes, it's a day dedicated to jumping frogs, you know, and yeah, that would be interesting. Was it Ace, our last dog, that was always messed with the frogs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think this one would too if we let him. It's also Celebrate Elected Officials Day. From your local council person to the president, celebrate them all, it says.
Yes, it does, and we appreciate all the work that our elected officials do. And, you know, one thing with our elected officials that they do is they put a lot of time into what they do and, you know, sometimes not a lot of pay for what they do either, Wendy.
True.
And so I don't know what the dog is on the scent of this morning. He's on a mission and I'm not sure what Stout's up to.
I'm not sure either, but it's also National Devil's Food Cake Day.
What?
So guess what? We're going to get some chocolate cake today.
Yes, one of my favorite kind of cake, devil's food. Oh my goodness, that looks delicious.
And then it's got a goopy chocolate frosting on it too. Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh, I need a piece of devil's food.
Looking at this picture, this cake was totally worth getting up early for.
Yeah, well, that cake looks amazing. I'm sitting there looking at that and I'm like, oh my goodness, that cake looks delicious.
Now we have to find somewhere to go get a piece of cake.
I know we do.
Because if we buy the whole thing, I'll eat it.
Well, we could split. Well, no.
What's going to happen.
Yes.
Piece will taste like two, and then two will taste like I got to have one at every meal. And that, you know.
Well, isn't that your family thing, though, is to have one at every meal?
Well, only on special occasions.
Okay. Because,
you don't do it all the time. No. Moderation. Everything in moderation.
Yes, everything in moderation. Stout's kicking the butt out of my chair from my office today. You see that over there?
Whose butt's in the chair?
Well, nobody's anymore because he's knocking.
Oh, he took the cover off. I see. Yeah, he knocked the pillow down.
Yeah, he did. And he was going to take it across the studio and run around with it. See, that's what happens when...
something to do once in a while.
We're not the only ones that are apparently distracted in the studio today. And so the other thing we want to talk about, since we've gone through the calendar days, those were it for calendar days. That was a little bit of a shorter list today.
There was not a lot of drama.
No, which is good. But
Monday. We don't want a lot of drama.
No, we don't want a lot of drama.
Quick and painless, people. Let's get this done.
You know, we want a good Monday. And so one thing we're going to talk about that you and I are kind of working on, we've had a lot of requests for you and I to have a show together. And
but there's this thing. I have a job.
I know what you do. And so you don't normally fill
and
in.
Not all that. I mean, I have a lot of vacation after almost 25 years, but not that much.
Right. And so you do work a regular job and you happen to be off this morning with family in town and some other things happening. So you were nice enough.
Basically, because we were out late last night.
And we were out late again last night. Yes. And here we are.
Actually, I was up and in the office earlier than I would have been if I was at work.
I know. Can you believe it? So we got you moving faster. And so you don't. Yeah. So Friday, you happen to stop in with breakfast. So that's how you ended up on the air with us on Friday with some other shenanigans happening. And so
we didn't want Dave getting hangry.
No, we didn't. That was a bad enough morning already. We'll just leave it at that, the way Friday started.
Yes,
and it kept snowballing from there because I was on my way to get breakfast and then something else happened. So I didn't get my breakfast. And all I had was granola bars and dog treats here. That wouldn't work so well. That's what's in my office.
I think you manifested shenanigans, Dave.
Yes, I pretty much do. They follow me. There's another word for it, but we can't use those words on the radio. But, you know, what we're talking about is you and I are going to do a show together. Probably once a month is kind of what we're tentatively thinking of, doing a show on Sunday nights, because we are on from 4 p.m. to midnight. I start at 4 p.m., go to 8, and I hand the microphone over to you, and you go from 8 to midnight on Sundays. So we're talking about doing a show together, and we're going to produce this from our home studio, and we'll probably do it on Sunday nights from our home studio. We'll have some shenanigans on Sunday nights is what we're leaning towards doing. And probably we're thinking maybe once a month, Wendy. Is that what we're leaning towards?
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So we'll start out with that. Now, we haven't picked out a start date yet because...
No, we got to figure this out first.
Yeah, we got a little...
We got to plot her out.
We got to plot it out, and we have to do a little bit of technology work to do this as well because we're going to be in the same room as each other.
I think that was translated as go clean your craft room, Wendy.
No, I was not. We're going to be in the
same...
We're going
to be in the same room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So what I'm thinking about doing is doing something similar with the equipment we use for our live remotes and doing that in our home studio on Sunday.
Fancy.
Yeah, so something similar along those lines. We're thinking we probably won't get started yet this month because there's only one or two Sundays.
We're running out of month, Dave.
We're running out of month, and then we have some things happening in June, but we're getting close to doing this. And that's kind of what we're looking at doing is a Sunday night, couple hour show together just to have a little bit of fun, some shenanigans, and doing kind of like what we're doing right now, right?
We're not familiar with shenanigans.
No, and so it'll be all unscripted, live from our home studio, which... A little bit scary because sometimes the shenanigans in our house are, you know.
True. We could talk about what we did every weekend.
We could, you know.
Because sometimes that would be a lot.
It would be. If you look at this past weekend, the amount of stuff that we crammed into one weekend was
insane.
We
did so much in 2 days, I forgot about Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I was like, what did we do Friday?
I don't know.
We had a friend stop up. We had some beverages with him. And so then after that, you had to go home and do radio. You were on 7 to midnight on Friday night.
I did not have beverages.
No, you didn't.
Because I had to work.
Because you had to work. You were behaving. And so that didn't happen. But then once we got done with that, it was bedtime. And then we were up early Saturday morning. And then we went to one of our other establishments for a very quick breakfast. But hey, we were told we were number one there. That was kind of
funny. We did.
And so we got the number one placard for our table. And so we got a good laugh out of that. Then we went and did the remote back row Baraboo Motors for Petapalooza. And as a reminder, if you do want to make a donation to the Sauk County Humane Society, you still can do that. You can drop that stuff off to back row Baraboo Motors or want to fill up their truck. They'll take over the Sauk County Humane Society at the end of the week. Again, towels and things like that.
Yep, towels, blankets, leashes, collars, dog food, dog treats, toys.
Yeah. All the stuff
all
that they need.
All the dog things. Dogs and cat things, I should say. Yeah. Pet things.
Pet things. Yes. So again, SaukHumane.org and BaraboomOtors.com for that full list. And so, yeah, that was... Then we had to go do some other errands Saturday afternoon into the evening. Did a quick trip. And then we were back in town by like 10 o'clock Sunday morning. So we had a kindergarten graduation that we did some video work.
You got up way too early yesterday morning.
Well, you know, I did. And then I was like, I'm up early all the time. And I was wide awake. And I went to go turn on the coffee maker. And it didn't work because, you know.
I forgot to put the water in it. But whoops.
Yeah. You were having a moment there. So.
Well, no. We talked about which one of the three bags of coffee on the counter I was going to use. And then I got distracted.
And then forgot the most essential part,
the
water.
Darn water.
And so then, yeah. So then we were back here by like 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And then. Obviously, we had our show Sunday, a concert, and then here we are on Monday. It was like a fast-forward weekend. So again, as we're talking, Wendy and I are going to try to do a Sunday night show at least once a month. Maybe we'll see what happens, right, Wendy?
Yeah, I think my theme is going to be I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah, it could be, or I thought you were going to say it was Dish Not Dave, because that's usually what it is. You got me. Yeah, it's exactly what's going to happen there. So again, we'll
put your sparkly sunglasses on and be quiet.
Yeah, you better be careful there. I'll find something sparkly. So Wendy, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate you filling in this morning. I know you're half awake, so, and you got some other things going on today. Thank you so much for being here. The plan is you're back on Sunday night, unless you're filling in. You never
That's
know.
That's what I hear, but, you know, it's always a toss-up. You never know when I might just show up.
Yeah, so we appreciate you. Thank you so much. So, again, Emily will be back tomorrow morning, and so we'll be back to our normal routine. Well, as normal as we get. This is Dave and Wendy on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Baraboo Young Professionals will be hosting their summer kickoff food truck rally. This event is going to be held at the Sauk County Fairgrounds on Friday, May 23rd from 5:30 until 10 p.m. Live music, a beer tent, and food vendors galore will be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds for this one-of-a-kind event. You must be 21 to enter the beer tent, and if you're under 21, you must be with a parent or guardian. You're welcome to bring your own chairs, but no carry-in food or beverages allowed of any kind. There's no cover, and you can find all the details at baraboo.com/summer-kickoff-food. Truck rally. And it's time again to celebrate the kickoff to summer with the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Village Chicken Barbecue. This will go from 11 a.m. to around 1 p.m. or until the chicken is gone. $15 gets you a half chicken meal, including baked potato, roll, beans, applesauce, and milk. Also be pie slices available for purchase. This again is all going to be happening at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, May 25th. RAHSPV.com for all the details. And then also on that same Sunday, May 25th, from 7 a.m. until noon, it's the EAA Chapter 371 Annual Pancake Breakfast Fly-In Drive-In Car Show at the Portage Airport. All-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, cooked to order, sausage, milk, juice, or coffee. Come watch planes landing and taking off. They'll have an Army helicopter on display, kids climbing wall, antique, classic, and hot rods on display as well. Plus details on the EAA Chapter 371 Scholarship Awards. Again, this all happens at the Portage Library right off Silver Lake Drive in Portage. This will be on Sunday, May 25th from 7 a.m. until noon. Check out their website for all the details.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular Home Internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
You could think you found your dream home online. The kitchen island looks perfect for your inner chef. The backyard, a paradise for your green thumb. And that extra room, hello walk-in closet. But here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. And this sound, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Don't let your dream home turn into a nightmare. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. Your